You're listening to the Be Well, Be Wild podcast. I'm Jenny Wolf, and with over 13 years of coaching experience, I know a thing or two about transforming the way you live, love, and lead. If you're looking to wildly upgrade your life, relationships, productivity, mental, physical, spiritual well-being, then you're in the right place. My goal on this podcast is to show you how to authentically leverage greater well-being, connection, and leadership to create true joy and lasting success at home and work. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, skills, and mindset shifts required to say bye to the status quo life and hello to being well and wildly successful. All right, today we are going to be talking about a killer of success. This is a sneaky one, you guys, and I think it is so important for us to talk about this because we may not even realize that we are doing it, but it can kill the success of businesses, relationships, our fitness goals. Really anywhere where you're trying to make a change, you're trying to grow or progress, and it's a sneaky one. So we're going to look at the challenge of staying the course when it comes to a goal and this idea of refining a process to achieve the goal and really diving into this idea of distraction, of how we get distracted by drama, shiny objects, more exciting things, a new idea, have it be just something that your friend told you about or you read on social media. The distraction is the thing that can kill the success. So we're going to walk away with a powerful framework and some practical strategies, because that's, I love giving you guys things that you can actually go and implement so that you can cultivate more focus and sustain momentum so that you can continue to reach these goals, whether that be in business, relationships, finances, or your fitness journey. Shiny object syndrome is real and it can steal our time, energy. And the truth is that consistent effort trumps sporadic bursts of enthusiasm. So by staying the course and refining your process, you unlock deeper progress, lasting results, and a sense of accomplishment that you won't find from going from one thing to the next. Typically, anytime we are choosing the growth path over not the growth path, you will encounter setbacks. And this is usually the point when people get distracted, when things get challenging. And I did an episode a while back around the emotional cycle of change. So if you haven't checked that out, I would highly recommend you looking at that one because this is really related. So let's talk about the framework. Let's dive into the steps that will support you to cultivate more focus, a deeper focus, and to sustain momentum. So the first one is clarity. And this is getting laser focused on the ultimate commitment. So what's the big picture goal that you're striving for? In this part, we don't want to be actually focusing on the specifics of how just yet. We just need to get clear on what. Because this can often be a distraction and keep us out of the success route, the growth route, meaning you could get really clear about something that you want and all of a sudden start to dive into the how, and the how is the thing that talks you out of actually doing it. So, for example, if you said, I want to write a book. I want to share my story with the world. And I see myself doing that through a book. And then all of a sudden, you start thinking about, okay, well, how do I start writing? How do I get it published? will I actually be able to write a full book? How many words does it have to be? How many chapters do I have to have? How am I going to fit that into my busy schedule that I already have? That is the thing that can stop us, right? So that's a distraction from this first goal, which is really, or this framework, is to find the clarity. So get laser focused on what your ultimate commitment is. What are you doing? Is it to have a healthy, thriving relationship with your partner? Is it to be debt-free, to have financial abundance? Is it to be strong, lean, and flexible? Is it to heal wounds of your past and to become a better version of yourself or a more evolved version of yourself? So get clear about what that commitment is without going into the how. So that's the first part. This is something that we dive into in Well and Wild Method, my signature program. This process that we go through, clarity, connection, and alignment, is the process that I use for every single program that I have people come into. And this part, this clarity, can often be challenging, but I will say that more often than not, we are overcomplicating it. So I'll just tell you right now, what's coming up for you, just sit down, write it down, see what comes up. If you start to dive into the how, course correct back to what is it that I want? What is my ultimate commitment? What is this really about for me? Okay, now moving into the second part, which is owning your seasons. I just got off a call with a client this morning, and we were talking about how our life has phases. So once we commit to something, it is inevitable that there is going to be distraction and disruption. So going into it knowing that, this is part of owning your seasons, because our life has phases, meaning you might have a baby, you might have an injury, you might have some other life event that happens, and we need to be able to adapt. And most people will look at this when something happens and they'll be like, you know, it's not a good time. I'll wait until X happens. I'll wait until I have more money. I'll wait until I have more time. I'll wait until my kid is out of school. I'll wait until I get this promotion. And we're constantly delaying our success because we think it's not a good time. Whereas here, what I'm suggesting is that you own the season that you're in and you adapt. So, for example, if you get injured on the way to a goal of running 3 times a week, then adjust your approach. You don't have to be like, oh, well, I can't run anymore, so now I'm just done. So if you adjust your approach, it might look like swimming. It might look like yoga. But hold on to your goal of being a healthier you, which is what number one is that we talked about, which is what is the commitment. When we own our season, it allows us to be more adaptable, to be more creative, and to figure out what is a different approach that I can take in this season. Something that I often say to myself that is really useful is, now it's like this. Now it's like this. So, as I mentioned before, I am pregnant, and so that has changed a lot in my life in terms of my physical ability. And I was doing CrossFit before for several years. And once I found out I was pregnant, I continued to do CrossFit. And then my body started having some limitations. It became really challenging for me. I had to make a lot of modifications. And it started to just not feel great. And instead of forcing myself to do that, I adapted. And I listened to my body and I looked at, okay, what are some things that I can do right now that actually make me feel good? Because at some point, it was just not making me feel good. I would show up and have to modify everything. And I was like, this doesn't feel great anymore. So like, this is a season. It's not forever. And that's also something to remember too, that it's not forever. So you're in a season. Now it's like this. How can you make some adjustments? So I started doing some different workouts. I started changing up what I was doing and listening to my body. And I'm still committed to being a healthy person and working out and moving. It just looks different than it used to. And it might look different after too. So owning our seasons, this one is huge. Pay attention to what you have going on. And instead of using this as an excuse, use it as a way to adapt. So number three is going to be kind of interesting for some of us, because I think that a lot of us have this need for excitement, like constant excitement all the time. Like it needs to be interesting. It needs to be fun. It needs to be entertaining. So in this framework, what we're really looking at is actually letting go of the need for consistent excitement. So progress takes consistent effort, and that might involve some repetition. I know this is really common in business, and this part with looking at repetition, we have to be able to embrace the boring parts, knowing that they will lead to the amazing results. And so here, it's really leaning into the boring, repetitive things that actually work. That doesn't mean that your life needs to be boring. It just simply means that, hey, if I have something that is working and I know that this is useful for me, I need to continue to do it, and I can get entertainment and excitement. I can get entertainment and excitement from different areas in my life. So one of the things that I recently read was, you know, let your business be boring. So there's certain things in business where, you know, obviously you need to have systems, you need to look at financials, you need to run reports, you need to do a lot of the same things that are maybe automatic and repetitive. And I read, like, let it be boring, because boring is better than being broke. And if this stuff actually works, I would rather it be boring than be broke. So you can probably apply this to anywhere else, even in fitness. Like, you know, I know that there's some of like the stretching and mobility work that I don't really like, but I know that it feels good ultimately, and it's going to make me stronger in the long run. And so I would rather do some of that boring stuff than get injured and not ever be able to work out. Same thing with nutrition. Same thing with our relationships. There are certain things that we need to talk about, hard things that we need to talk about, or things that we need to address that might feel boring or might feel repetitive. Yet knowing that those contributions that we make, that consistent effort that we're putting in, is going to lead to the result. This one is really about embracing the mundane, embracing the boring, finding your excitement somewhere else. This next one is focusing on this idea of actually being focused. So I learned this acronym a while ago, and I thought it was really interesting, which is the word, if you take the word focus, and F stands for follow, O, one, C, commitment, U, until, and S for successful. So follow one commitment until successful. Some people say follow one course until successful. I changed it to commitment. Because commit, you want to look at what did you commit to? What was it that you got clear about? And commit to your chosen path and refine it as needed and resist the urge to jump ship for the next big thing. That's really the purpose of this. So what it doesn't mean is it means like just stay the course and with a narrow mind. And if something's not working, to ignore it. That's not at all what I'm saying. But focus on one commitment. That's why I changed it to commitment, not course. Follow one commitment until successful. So refine, refine, refine. I think so many business owners give up because of this. They don't refine. They tried it once, it didn't work. And so they're like, oh, this must not be something that I can do, or I'm not capable. They put out one post that didn't go well, and they're like, oh, that didn't work. I'm not doing this anymore. Or they reach out. Maybe it's in your career, you apply to one job, or you apply to even 10 jobs and you get no's, you don't get any response, and you're like, oh, well, that didn't work. And that's when people give up. This is really focused on refining and going deep. There's a saying that says an inch wide and a mile deep. The inch wide is really where we're getting that commitment and that clarity. And then we're going a mile deep on that commitment. This is, when I think of the word perseverance, that's what I think about, is going deep rather than going wide. So many people, like within business, what I see is, and I've done this too, where we're throwing spaghetti at the wall, trying every single thing instead of actually being like, okay, what is working? What's not working? Or, you know, maybe let me just refine this. Let me become a master of this one thing. Let me make it better. And so making something better, 1% better than what it was, and being like, okay, this first time it didn't go as planned. That's okay. How can I make it better? How can I learn? And that's really this idea of us being a student. So when we focus one commitment until successful, it's going to require us to be open to opportunities, to look at what's working, and to really become a master of that thing. So we commonly refer to people like as a jack of all trades and master of none if they're not practicing this. So it's much better to focus on learning so much about this chosen area or this chosen commitment and become a master of that, because it's, you're learning from your experience and you're just refining, refining, refining versus starting over with something else. So hopefully that makes sense and that you can kind of see where in your life that you could go deeper rather than wider. It might be I was just talking to someone about their wellness journey. And so it might be in your wellness journey, like looking at like, maybe I need to, you know, refine this a little bit. I just need to dial things in a little bit more. It doesn't mean I need to have longer, more grueling workouts, or I have to start doing some trendy diet, but it might just mean like, hey, look, like, let me make sure that I'm actually eating enough protein. Like, let me actually start to count my macros. Maybe in your workouts, you're like, hey, I'm going to make sure that I'm actually progressing. I'm lifting a little bit heavier. That maybe it's your sleep. You know, maybe you need to start going to bed a little bit earlier, getting better sleep. So go deeper instead of wider here. And then the last one is get support, seek support. This is so important to not get distracted. If we're sharing our goals and our commitments with other people, and especially if we're doing something alongside them, so they're holding us accountable, maybe it's with an accountability buddy, or you are part of a like-minded community, or you find a coach or a mentor, having someone in your corner can make a world of a difference, because they can spot when you're getting distracted and you're getting off course, and they can be like, hey, look, like, remember we said we were going to do this. So I know I follow some people on social media where they do fitness events, like fitness competitions together. So maybe they're running a marathon or they're competing in some other sort of sport, but they're doing it alongside friends. And so when you're training together, even if they're not doing every single workout together, they know, okay, well, I signed up for this. I'm going to do this with them and I'm not going to get distracted. I had done this last year. It was my first CrossFit competition. And I remember I signed up with two other people. It was a team competition. And I know myself well enough that like I would have not done it had I not had them with me. So find what your support looks like. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of coaching. I work with a coach. I'm part of a like-minded community that supports me to stay focused and to make sure that I'm working and becoming a master of the things that I want to become a master on rather than getting distracted. And I am like the queen of wanting to learn new things. So I will find a new thing to learn. And that has been a challenge for me. So having support is really useful because I'm like, hey, look, this is what I'm committed to. And look, if you need more accountability with this, I highly recommend you reaching out, like sign up for our newsletter, because I talk about all of this stuff. And we have different opportunities and different ways that you can work with us. It doesn't have to just be through one-on-one coaching. And we'll be talking about those in our next emails coming up. So I highly recommend that you get on that list and you find out like, hey, what are some ways that I can do this? I know that when we're working together, that we go a lot further. I always come back to this quote, if you want to go fast, go alone. And if you want to go far, go together. And that's really this idea of an inch wide and a mile deep, because a lot of us want to go fast. And so we go alone and we neglect other people and we neglect what we told someone or what we said we were going to do. And it feels easier to just do it by yourself. But that is really more of a unsustainable process. That's where we don't have momentum, where we don't have sustainability. If you want to go far, that's where the sustainability is. And that's where we really need to lean into others. So I want to leave you with this image, and imagine a sculptor chipping away at a block of marble, and each of the strokes brings the sculptor closer to their vision. And they might encounter some unexpected challenges. So like there might be like a crack, or maybe the chisel doesn't really break off in the way that they wanted it to. Maybe it broke off too much or too little or not in the right way. And they, instead of just being like, oh, that didn't work out, that doesn't look right, let me go find another rock or another piece of marble. They just adapt and they keep chipping away. And eventually their unwavering focus transforms the stone into a masterpiece. They work with what they have. And so that is something for you to be thinking about as you're working towards your commitments, towards your goals, is that you're chipping away. And yeah, every single chip might not be perfect. You might discover some cracks, some obstacles, but knowing that once you stand back and you look at the whole thing, eventually it's not going to make a big deal. Okay, hopefully that image is helpful for you and you can imagine yourself being a sculptor. So if you want more tools and strategies to stay the course, then head over to our newsletter, Whale Wolf Living. I'll link it below and you can unlock free access to several different templates and tools. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you took some value from today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the inspiration on Instagram by following along at WellWolf or visiting the website at wellwolf.com. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, be well, be wild.